Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Fern. A pair of charter schools become the latest to gain approval to expand by adding new grades. Academy of Dover and Gateway Lab School will both become K-8 schools in the coming years. Contributor Larry Nagengast looks at each school's expansion plans and what those plans mean for their students in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And we talked to Larry earlier this week to learn more about what these schools are doing. Larry, these two schools are both moving to a K-8 format, but kind of coming at it from different directions. Let's start with the Academy of Dover. What is it doing?
Well, okay, the Academy of Dover opened in 2003, serving kindergarten through sixth grade, and its leaders planned then to eventually expand into a K-8 program. Over the years, however, the school struggled to keep its enrollments up, and at one point it even dropped its sixth grade class, and then it brought it back last year. And the expectation then was that it would eventually add grades 7 and 8. The request for a major modification to its charter, which was approved last month by the State Board of Education, allows it to do just that, and so they'll be starting with a seventh grade program in the fall.
And the rationale is one that we've seen before, that the parents want this. The parents are kind of uncomfortable with a K-6 setup, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it wasn't so much discomfort as a desire by parents to have their children stay at the school through their middle school years. You know, when you've got fewer than 60 students per grade, which is the situation at the Academy of Dover, you've got an intimate environment. And there are a good number of parents who feel that their children will learn more comfortably in this setting than they would in a larger middle school. And of course, the other thing is that if you can keep a child in the same building for K-8, that's one less switch, one less transition that they have to go through during their academic career.
That's right. They just have to go from middle school to high school rather than doing the elementary to middle to high school the switches.
Yes.
So the changes that they're making also include an expansion of their building footprint, right? Can you explain what's going on with that?
Yeah, well, you know, there's enough space in the Academy's current building to fit the seventh grade classes, but there's not enough room to include eighth grade. So the Academy of Dover is in a building that it rents, and the owner of the property that the Academy rents is going to put up a new building right next to the existing one that will accommodate both the seventh and the eighth grades. Now, this new building is supposed to be ready in time for the 2022-2023 school year, and that's going to be the year that the school will have its first eighth grade class. So this year, the seventh graders in the expansion will be in the existing building. Next year, a new building will be up, and it will accommodate both the seventh and the eighth grade classes.
You had mentioned the Academy of Dover is kind of a smaller school, more intimate setting for students, and it doesn't expect that to change much, right, in terms of this expansion. Their personality and who they serve, they figure is going to stay largely the same, right?
Right, yeah. Essentially, what we're talking about here is, you know, adding another 40 or so students per grade. And, it's going to remain essentially in the same intimate setting with just two more grade levels.
And more or less, they draw pretty locally, right? They don't have a pretty expansive footprint from which they draw, correct?
That's correct. Roughly half of the students come from the Capital School District, which is right. Well, that's the would be the home district if the Academy of Dover had been a traditional public school. And then you've got Caesar Rodney as well, which is just to the south of Dover. Smyrna to the north, and then you get a very small number of students coming from places like Middletown on the north. Or Milford on the south, but it's largely Capital School District and Caesar Rodney School District residents who are attending the school.
So let's now move over to the Gateway Lab School. What are they doing to become a full K-8 operation?
Well, you know, again, while Academy of Dover is expanding at the back end, the seventh and the eighth grades, Gateway is going to grow at the front end, adding kindergarten through second grade to what is now a grade 3-8 program. The first kindergarten students would enroll in the fall of 2022. So essentially, if you're interested in attending kindergarten at Gateway, you would apply now, apply in the fall when the choice program enrollments are open and for enrollment in 2022. And then this three-year phase-in that the school would be going through would ultimately create a K through 8 school program as of the start of the 24-25 school year.
And what prompted their move to expand on this end of things, that K through 3 end?
Well, Gateway is a school where the third grade is not a normal entry point for students to start public schools or to start any school. Normally, you're coming in at kindergarten or first grade, or you're coming in at the middle school level. So third grade is kind of an odd spot to get started. Now, you know, the school had planned all along to eventually go K through 8, and this is an opportunity to get themselves on that path. Starting in kindergarten, you get a more normal starting point. Kids come in at the third grade. The school found often come in because parents are not pleased with how the kids had been doing at their previous school. They may very well have fallen behind. So you're starting out with kids who are behind grade level at the third grade. You start them out at kindergarten, first grade in your program. You've got a better chance, the school leaders believe, to help them progress at the appropriate pace and maintain grade level without falling behind.
And as part of this expansion, Gateway is also going to change its name from Gateway Lab School. How does that fit into this expansion plan and the school's overall mission?
Well, you know, I think it's going to help clarify. It'll probably help in terms of the expansion, in that the name change is going to make it easier for people to understand what the school is all about. So let's talk about that name a little bit. The name Gateway Lab School was established by the school's founder, Pam Draper, because she wanted to model the school's curriculum and its teaching methods after the Lab School of Washington, D.C., which is a program that she knew about and that she admired. And now this Gateway is going to change, and its new name is going to be the Gateway Charter School. And that's actually the school's legal name on its legal documents. And that change from Lab School to Charter School is going to be phased in over the next year or so through a marketing and rebranding campaign. So now here's what the problem was. When Gateway calling itself a lab school, well, people didn't really understand what that really meant, and it didn't really identify it as a charter school. So many people thought that it was a private school as opposed to a public charter school that doesn't charge tuition. So, you know, you've got this thing going on where the public is unclear as to what the school is, and on top of that, they think that it's a private school rather than a public school, and that it's going to cost them thousands of dollars to send their child there, and these, you know, things like that can have a negative effect on potential enrollment. So changing the name hopefully is going to make it easier for the school leaders to describe the program more succinctly, and potentially draw from a larger base of potential students.
And like the Academy at Dover, Gateway is also preparing for some building changes. What's going on there, and what are their options as to how they're going to kind of set themselves up in terms of their kind of physical footprint?
Well, you know, again, there's nothing really definite here yet. But our Gateway, which is located over near Price's Corner, it's in the former St. Catherine of Siena Catholic School building. And the school's operators, you know, like many families, decided that, hey, sometimes it's better to own than to pay rent. And so the school is now looking for another centrally located site in Newcastle County or northern Newcastle County. Just Price's Corner is fairly convenient to most parts of the northern part of the county, north of the canal. So, what they're looking for, it's not it's not certain. They're looking at various options. It could be another vacant school, and there are several of them around, or it could be another vacant building, a former retail space, or something, a storage warehouse building, something like that would be a possibility. Or, it could be a site where there's raw land to build on. They're not quite sure. They're looking at all of those possibilities. Now, Gateway is not under any pressure to move, at least not right away. They've got one more year left to go on their lease with St. Catherine of Siena, and they've got an option for a year following that. And as you would expect, there. I mean, there's not like there's a booming market for people out there looking to rent vacant Catholic school buildings. So I mean, if they stay put for another year or two or three, it's not a big deal, for them. They can manage that. But anyhow, there are many variables to consider in this renting versus owning discussion. But owning it is likely to cost less than renting, and if you own your own property, you've got greater control over your own expenses over the long haul. So my suspicion is that they're going to wind up owning their own building. The question right now becomes, where is that going to be?
So looking at both of these expansions, there seems like there's a bit of a pattern here, that the charter landscape now is less about adding new charter schools and maybe more about existing schools tweaking what they're doing based on what they're seeing and hearing, especially from their families and students. Is that a fair assessment?
That's the good short answer, certainly. I mean, especially if you look at Gateway, where, as I said, third grade just isn't a natural starting point. Like with the Academy of Dover, we have seen other charters that have been tweaking their upper grade structure, often by deciding whether or not to include middle school grades, depending upon parental interest and the level of competition in the education marketplace. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the early college high school in Dover adding adding middle school grades. There have been others that have also built from the lower grades on up. First State Montessori in Wilmington is another one that's gone up and added seventh and eighth. So and one aspect that's worth mentioning here is that charter schools, which are typically smaller and typically have only one building and a board of directors that's got a very much singular focus, can make changes like these a lot faster than a traditional school district can. There is a planning process and approval from the state is required, but it's a lot easier to develop and to sell a plan when your constituency is, 300, 400, 500 families, as opposed to a school district where those numbers of people that you have to convince and get on board is very often up in the thousands.
Yeah, and you don't have to do a referendum either.
That's true. You don't have to go to a referendum, but this is another can of worms. Charter schools do have to pay for their own buildings, so there is the issue of being able to either squirrel away a lot of money over a period of years or run some sort of a capital campaign right to get the construction. So it's not quite as easy as that, but there's a different set of issues involved there.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nightingale for his time this week. His piece on Academy of Dover and Gateway Lab School expansion plans is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay tuned. Contributor Mark Fowler joins us next with an update on the long-running battle over parking in the city of Wilmington. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.